Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Q-munity. My name is Jim Stone, and we go to the Tippecanoe County Health Department today. We're always looking for information and inspiration. Hopefully, we can find a little bit of both. We say good afternoon to Jeremy Adler from the Health Department. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing fine. How are you?
I am well. Your name came up when I was talking to the mayor yesterday. He said this was a big week for us. Is this that big week that we've been waiting for?
Well, you know, there have been some different models that have been used to project when different areas of the country would experience their surge. That is the significant increase in COVID-19 cases. Those models had been predicting that Indiana would experience its surge sometime this week, specifically April 16th. However, those models have been revised during the last week or so to show that the surge may not be as big as had been predicted before. So that's a good sign that our social distancing and stay at home order is working. However, the state health commissioner just yesterday has said that our surge here in Indiana may actually be delayed a little bit. And she is expecting the surge to occur in Marion County during late April and then for the rest of the state in early May. So we're certainly not out of the woods yet. We still have a lot of work to do, and we still need to keep doing the social distancing, staying at home, all of these measures that we've been doing already. We've got to stay strong and keep doing these because those are the best actions we can take to prevent a big surge. So we are expecting, of course, an increase in cases here in the next few weeks, but let's do what we can to keep those new cases as low as possible.
I think Winston Churchill said, we're not at the beginning of the end. We're not at the end. We're at the end of the beginning. Is that a fair assessment of where we are right now?
Yeah, I would say that we are probably somewhere in towards the end of the beginning. That's a good way of putting it. not out of the woods yet. Probably really have just entered the woods here within the last couple of weeks, and we've got a long way to go still.
No offense, but that doesn't sound like the most hopeful thing to hear.
Well, you know, I'm an optimist, and there's always hope. What we're experiencing now will not last forever. It will come to an end at some point. We're not exactly sure when that is. We just take things one day at a time and keep working and hoping for the best.
Jeremy Adler from the Tippecanoe County Health Department is our guest today. I got an email this morning, which is of particular interest to me because we're right here on Main Street. Of course, May is coming. We do mosey down Main. Are we going to have that this summer? Are we going to have that in May?
Well, not sure about the late summer, but for the time being, at least through the end of June, events like mosey down Main Street and other festivals and fairs have been canceled or have been instructed to be postponed until later on. For the time being, there won't be a mosey down Main Street.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's just the way our life is these days. I want to ask you about testing and cases. Number of cases we have in the county now, testing in the county. How many people have we put through this process?
Mm-hmm. So we have 45 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Tippecanoe County. Testing has been done on well over 2,000, both through the State Department of Health and through the laboratories at the local hospitals and a couple of commercial labs. Testing capabilities are expanding, so we'll be able to test more people. There are some newer tests that are more rapid tests. You get the results faster, and so that's going to be very helpful when those tests become available. So I think the testing picture is looking a lot more favorable.
Where can people get tested? Is it still the same circumstance to say if you're experiencing symptoms of it, that's when you should go get tested? If you're not experiencing symptoms of it, what about the antibody tests? I'm hearing all sorts of different things out there. Can you clarify for me?
The testing for COVID-19 is not necessary for people who don't have symptoms. So if you don't have any symptoms, you don't need to worry about getting tested. If you do feel like you're having symptoms that might indicate COVID-19, so that would be fever, cough, shortness of breath, the first step is to contact your healthcare provider, and he or she will provide some guidance for you. If your healthcare provider feels that you do need to be tested, they can order that testing, and that testing can be done through either of the local hospitals. The antibody test that's available is not the same as the test that's used to diagnose COVID-19 infections. The antibody test is used for different purposes. Heard somewhat about the antibody test being used in other parts of the country to maybe figure out when people can go back to work and so on and so forth. We're not quite at that point here. Locally, there's still some things that need to be worked out about that antibody test in terms of validation and antibody levels and how that corresponds with where somebody is in the course of the infection. So for the time being, that test should be used cautiously and not relied on as the only test that's being done.
I talk about information. Obviously, you're an information guy, and I also look for inspiration. What kind of inspiration have you seen throughout this entire thing?
Well, I think one of the big positives that has come out of all of this is that we're really seeing how people all over the community are stepping up to help out in various ways. And whether they're individuals or businesses or community organizations. And so it's been nice to see everybody coming together and working towards a common goal. We're all in this together. We're all in the same boat with these stay-at-home orders and social distancing and restrictions on our activities. So it's been nice to see everybody come together as a community and work on this this problem that we're all facing.
Are you sleeping at night, personally? Is this something that wakes you up in the middle of the night and go, oh my goodness, or can you go home at the end of the day just completely exhausted and sleep?
I do sleep, maybe not as well as I used to, but I do sleep.
Very nice. I greatly appreciate your time. Always great information to pass along. Anything else you want to leave in parting?
No, I just want to reemphasize that it's real important for all of us to continue with our social distancing. We need to stay at home unless it's for essential activities or essential travel. We need to avoid large crowds, and we need to really practice our hand hygiene. Those are the actions that are really going to help us prevent that big surge in COVID-19 cases here in our community.
Jeremy Adler from the Tippecanoe County Health Department on today's Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.